We are holding now in Simen Lamed Zayin, we're up to Sif Gimel. This is discussing about chinuch and how that relates to the specific mitzvah of tefillin. Now again, just as there is a mitzvah d'rabbanan of chinuch, but it depends on the mitzvah, meaning not all mitzvahs kick in at the same time. And it also depends, the second aspect is the child himself. Just by way of intro, we'll see the Gemara this is based upon. There's a Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Beis Amad Aleph, Tanrabon, Akotin Haideil Hanea, Chai Velulav, Lisatif, Chai Betitis, Lishmor Tefillin. Once a child, it knows how to Lishmor Tefillin, to guard his Tefillin, Aviv Lokeach Lo Tefillin. So his father buys from him. So what exactly does he have to be able, Rashi says, to Lishmor Tefillin? Shloi Kanes Behen Lebeis Hakise. He doesn't go into the bathroom while wearing them. That's the level that the Rashi learns. The Beis Yosef, as we'll see, quotes from I think it's the Sefer Truma, who says that it does, again, that's a simple, that's a very young age, according to Rashi, but the Beis Yosef says, the kid knows not to sleep in them, he knows not to, he's going to pass gas, he'll have a goof knock in them. So this is talking about chinuch. Begins now the Mechaber. Katan haidea lishmor tefillin betahara shlo yishan v'shelo yafiach b'hem. So that's quoting from the Sefer Truma, so that he knows not to go to sleep, and not to pass gas, says the Ramah, Shlo Likanes Bohen Lebesa Kise, that's the Rashi that we just quoted. In this case, Chayiv Aviv Liknos Lo Tefillin Lachancho. So a father has an obligation to get him Tefillin, to Rabbi Mechanechim, to teach him, to educate him in the mitzvah. Says the Ramah, Yesha Omrim, Dehai Katan, Dav Keshu Ben Yud Gimel, Shonim, V'yoim Echad. We're talking about this Katan is not a child under the age of Bar Mitzvah. We're talking about a Bar Mitzvah boy himself. He's a Bo Bayom. That's when he starts wearing the Tefillin. V'chei Nogu V'ein L'shanos. And that's the Minog. We should not change it. There is, I saw brought down in the Piskei Tshuvas, based upon Alpi Kabbalah, that a child does not put on Tefillin before the age of 13. But that many have different Minogim. Try to unpack this a little bit and see what that's based upon. So, Siv Katan Ches says the Mishnah Berurah HaYodea, Dekodim L'chein Ein Roshoy L'Haniach Tefillin. Before this, before the child reaches this level where he can guard himself from the tefillin, not going to the bathroom, not falling asleep in them, etc., says them velav chinuchu. There's no obligation, because again, it depends on the age of the child when it kicks in. Sifkat and test lechancho b'mitzvus hanochason, to put them on. V'chein lelando lehadinim hanitzruchim lozeh. He has to learn all the halachos that apply to putting on the tefillin. Then the Ramah says this is Davka when he's 13. So he says, according to the Ramah, you certainly should not do this. The one who argues on this is the Magen Avram, and he brings down an idea that maybe 2 to 3 months beforehand. The Orach Shulchan also discusses doing it earlier, etc. But again, according to the strict the Ramah, you don't do earlier. Ben Yud Gimel Shonim, Hainu Afili Im Lo Hevi Ishtei Saros, even if he's not a gadol by the signs of puberty. V'chei Nohagu Yud Beis, that's the Minhag, V'achshav Nohagu Lahaniach Shonim Shnayim O Shlosha Chadoshim Kodum Hazman. That's, now he's bringing, this is the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Magen Avraham, that we say 2 to 3 months earlier. I'm Ibir Halacha, a person who speaks but can't hear, the opposite, can hear but cannot speak, is obligated to that. Aval ein shmei, can neither speak nor can he hear. Ein, if he wants to, then he could put them on. This is an interesting fact, because usually the minhag is in most circles you put 30 days beforehand, but sometimes that's not always feasible. Especially, let's say a kid's going away to camp and he wants to put on tefillin with his yeshiva, with his friends, with his rebbeim, or let's say there's relatives who want to be there for the first time. The boy puts on tefillin, and it's just not shaykh, their schedules or whatever it is. So there is flexibility on this. There is flexibility. I couldn't find it, but I believe Rabbi Yudin told me that the stipler, I think he told me the name of stipler, put on tefillin a year in advance from the age he was 12. I didn't see that brought down, but I do, for my recollection is accurate. That's what Rabbi Yudin told me. When I was discussing with him about how flexible it had to be davka on the 30 days beforehand or not. Okay, good. Lamed Ches. Chole me'ayin, potter mil tefillin. So a person has a stomach ache, a sickness, then he is exempt from putting on the tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Nalef, Huadin But it's a laxative, something that caused the person to go to the bathroom. So he's potter and bays mishum to fill in boy gufnaki, because we know that you have to have a gufnaki, clean body, not need to go to the bathroom while wearing its fillin. Says the Rama, afilu ein lo tsar, he doesn't have pain. Aval she shaar chole im mitztayir bchalio ve ein daitum yushevis alav potter im lav chayv. So any other type of chol, not a stomach sickness, but I don't know, let's say you guys got his leg is bothering him or something like that. So if he's mitzvah, then he's potter, but if not, then he is chayv. Says the Sifkat Gimel mitzvahin, Misha bitul mitzvahs tefillin machmas choli v'avro alav shloshim yoyim shlo henicham. If a person goes 30 days now without putting him on, k'shechozim henichem ein tzarech levarach shechiyanu. You don't make a new shechiyanu on that. Dalid tsar, the pain he has, afilu im holich b'shvakim v'rechoivos potter. Even if he's able to walk around, to go on the streets, to go to the marketplace, do shopping and stuff like this, he's still potter. V'also lahachmir al atzma b'zeh. And he cannot be machmir and strict on himself. El b'shas kriyashma tefila im yadeh yuchal hamid es atzma beguf noki. If he can necessarily hold it in and have a clean body for the limited amount of time to say the Shema and Shmona Esrei, good. Chamosh shakos l'kam b'sif days, as we saw. I'm not sure. That's referring to the next part. It's coming up. Sorry. Yeah. Hayes Potter Shema Mitoch Hatzar Yasiach Daitamehem. That's what we forgot. That we saw earlier on Lamed Zion, that you can't be Masiach Das from the fact you're wearing tefillin. So if he's in such tzar, he can't focus on the fact that he's wearing this very special mitzvah right now of tefillin. It's the Shem Hashem 21 times, etc. V'im Rotzel Lahachmir Atma Rashoy. But if this guy wants to be Machmir on himself, he could. Mishli Ba'orum Dahainu Shaholich B'michnasayim Levad. All he has is pants on. He doesn't have a shirt. Lamala hu orum ve'im bichlal zeh mashabes hatzavra pasuach lo yaniach tefillin. She's not with tefillin without a shirt on. Da af de levorich rishoy. He's allowed to make a bracha kevin she'ervasam mechusa, because there is a separation between the lower part of his body and the upper part of his body. You know, chasim ayin dalad. Maybe Hashem will get there. Afilachi einochon she'em magula liba v'yaniach tefillin. It's not nice. It doesn't look right. It's not respectful to not having a shirt on and, yes, putting on the tefillin. Just as a side point, we did point out, when we get there, we'll discuss it about the terms of davening. Sometimes it does happen, the person davens, it's not the best practice, but someone's daven does daven in a bathing suit without wearing a shirt on top. Okay, bays. Mishabori lo she'enu yochel hispalel below hafocha. The person knows that he will not be able to daven without passing gas. Mutav she'avar zman atzefila mimash hispalel below gufnaki. It's better to miss the zman atzefila than to daven while he doesn't have a gufnaki. Ayin lekamen simin pei. Ve'im yera'el lo she'yuchel ha'amid atzmo begufnaki. But if he thinks he would be able to last along and hold it in and have a gufnaki, b'shas kriyashma yaniach tefillin bein ahava l'kriyashma v'yvorech, then he should put on the tefillin during the bracha and then make a bracha and then say them while wearing the tefillin. Speaks out the Mishnah Rabbanan and Sifkatan Vav Mishaborilo. It's obvious to him lafuki to exclude the following case: im ani yadeh b'bara. He's not sure. Maybe he could, maybe he can't. Vade ein levate l'fila tefila b'tzivah mishum zes. And he should not miss davening tefila b'tzivah because of this. We're talking specifically about the case of davening. Because if you're davening correctly, you have in mind, you're standing in front of the king. And this is so inappropriate. That he's just going to stop and you know, he passed gas, and now I'll just wait till the smell goes away. No. But by Shema and its brachos, it's mutter. Ach. Tefillin, without wearing the tefillin. Ches b'shas kriyishma ayin l'kamon simin pei b'mishne brura ki sham yivor hakol be'ezer Hashem. Okay, that's where we're going to get most of these dinim about the davening. Here we're in the sugya of tefillin. And then if you do have them on at that point, when you get them, you could hold in and you got the tefillin, you should make the bracha between the birchos kriyishma and the actual shema. Sivkat and tes yivorich v'yikro behen shema v'achach yichalatim. Say shema and then take them off afterwards. You know that you can't hold it in. You won't be able to hold it. You have to pass gas. All you'll have time is to take off the shalrosh. You're still allowed to. You would thought not like this. You're still allowed to put them both on. So the Magen allows it, and the Prima Gadim says, not so sure about whether he could do this. Okay, this last halacha, We became famous due to Maisa. I remember years ago when I was in Rabbi Haskell Lookstein's homiletics shiur, and he told us, the smicha students in his class and how to give a drasha, that he allowed a girl to put on tefillin. And it was quite an uproar. I didn't do it in Ramaz. I did it, the girl went to Ramaz. I did it in the shul, privately, okay? And then years ago, there was also a similar maisa with a student at SAR, who, again, got permission from one of her rabbis to put on tefillin. But at Frisch, the question came up. So they had actually a shayla. A girl student asked Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. A Frisch student asked the Rav, is she allowed to put on tefillin? He says, no. And that is the Masorah at Frisch, not to put on tefillin. Okay, but it's all based on this. Lamed Ches Gimel. Here we go. Noshim va'avodim peturim in tefillin. Since it's a positive time by mitzvah, so the women and avodim in the same category, and they are exempt from it. And if a woman says, no, but I want to, there certainly are mitzvahs that women are exempt from that necessarily, but they do it. Shofar is a big one. That's probably the most crowded time in Ezra's Noshim, as well as Tekiah Shofar. Sukkah, women volunteer to do it. Mochin beyodim. In this case, we are moche, we protest, and we say, no, do not accept upon yourself this mitzvah, woman, of putting on tefillin. A lot to talk about. We'll just stay strictly with the Mishnah Berurah here. Sivkat and Yud Noshim, Tumtum Dan Roganus. A Tumtum is a person whose gender we don't know because that area has skin covering it, so we can't tell. And Androgynous is a person who has both the signs of a Zohar and a female. So Chayav Mitzvil and Misafik Kichol Mitzvos. So these both people we don't know. Maybe they are a Zohar, and then they would put on Tefillin. Yud Aleph Shazman Grom, it's a positive time by mitzvah. Why is that? Deha Shabbos Yomtov Lav Zman Tefillin. Since this is a weekday mitzvah and it's not a Shabbos mitzvah, it's not a Yomtov mitzvah, therefore that's why Tefillin is a positive mitzvah connected to it. Hanoshim Ein Prima Godim, this is Yubayz. Shehu Adin Le Inyan Avodim, same thing would apply with Avodim, but also protest. Ein Besefer Toisvus Shabbos Shekosu Behedye Lehefech, this is the opposite. Ein Besefer Toisvus Yerushalayim. Gimel. Mochin biyadim, we protest if they would try to put on tefillin. Mipnei shetzrichim gufnaki, because a woman has to have, everyone who has put on has to have a gufnaki. Finashim ein zrizos lihizohir, and women are not careful in this regards. Others point out it would be a busha if a woman would be wearing tefillin only certain days of the week and not other days. Whatever. Someone was trying to get a reaction from me, so they showed me this picture of women at the kotel, and she was wearing tefillin. I looked, I said, look, what do you want? They're too far down. They're below on her forehead. They're not in the right spot. So, you know, we have to analyze things from a halachic point of view. All right, we'll end here. We'll pick a Mitzvah Shem with Sif Dalad next time.